These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Alex Jack. Well, we start with news concerning another defeat for the Magpies as they suffered a 2-1 defeat at the hands of Leeds United at St James's Park on Tuesday night. Goals from Rafinha and Jack Harrison ensured that it was the Whites who secured the 3 points, with Miguel Almirón's goal in the second half proving to be not enough. Well, boss Steve Bruce said he may have been on his worst run of results in 20 years as a manager, but was encouraged by what he saw from his players in the second half against Marcelo Bielsa's side. The Magpies have not won in 11 games in all competitions, the longest such run of Bruce's career, and this is what the boss has had to say. "This league is demanding and cruel at times. I don't know if I've been on a worse run in 20 years, but tonight I've seen a little bit of something, and we will start again tomorrow." Well, certainly in that second half, Newcastle with the better side. Alan Saint-Maximin impressing when he came off the bench. The French winger looks set to be starting games going forward. But it was another defeat and result that leaves Newcastle in 16th place in the Premier League table, with 7 points between themselves and the relegation zone. Well, moving on to news concerning Bournemouth first team coach Graham Jones, and he has joined Steve Bruce's coaching staff as Newcastle attempt to arrest their slide down the table. Bruce, who has been criticised by fans, said former Luton boss Jones would bring a fresh voice to the team. Well, this is what Bruce has had to say. "He is vastly experienced and hugely passionate about the club. He's from Gateshead, but he's been away for 35 years, so the opportunity to come in and give us a hand is one he has jumped at." That's all for now. We'll have more later.